to the Unexplained with You World.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Unexplained with You World. I'm your host, Yuman. Along with me, we got my podcast pals. We got Elle.
Hello, beautiful people in podcast land.
We got Waltman.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, both of you. Thank you for joining me on this interesting episode, because we're on our second episode of The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch.
Woohoo!
The first episode ended on a cliffhanger. We have Eric Bard, who's a principal investigator. We have Dr. Jim Segala, PhD scientist. We have Caleb Bench, he's one of the security. Thomas Winterton, he's a ranch superintendent. Bryant Dragon Arnold, he's the head of security. So Brandon Fugel, he's the owner of the ranch, and he is very involved, which is amazing because a lot of owners of organizations, companies, they usually are hands-off. They don't really like to be involved. He just seems really interested in what is happening on his ranch, which leads us into that cliffhanger. Eric Bard, who's a principal investigator, he says at the end of episode one, I think I need to show everyone what might be causing the unknown experiences on the ranch. And then I'm thinking, well, what? He brings out a case and it shuts off like the show ends. So it starts the second episode. What's in the case? It's a neodymium magnet.
That's it. It's just a magnet.
Oh my yeah. God. I thought it was going to be like a skeleton remains of a extraterrestrial or something. Or...
Yeah, exactly. I thought the same, but
it was a
magnet.
Thought
it was going to be way more dramatic or insightful, but it was not.
Yeah, it was just a
magnet.
Yeah.
It was big.
I mean, it was.
The magnet is actually dangerous.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I have a fact on the magnet. So the neodymium magnet is made out of iron and boron. That's it.
I have to look back at my element chart because I don't remember what the... what those are.
That put me to sleep. Like, right? Just right there. Sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted people to know what it's made out of.
No, I appreciate it. It's a fun fact.
Fun fact, but not so fun.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. More of just a fact, right? Yeah. So the next part they talk about, Eric uses a magnet as an example of what might have caused the malfunction on his cell phone when he first got to the ranch. You remember that when he takes a picture and he's showing Dr. Taylor? Like, look, let me show you a picture that I took of the mesa. The mesa. I like saying that. I don't know why. The mesa. So he takes a picture and then he puts it near the magnet and it makes the image distorted. And he's trying to show Dr. Taylor that might be what's causing this malfunctions of technology on site.
Right. So imagine, like, you know, when you drop your TV and then there's those lines on the bottom. That's what he was trying to recreate. That's what it looked like. I just thought it was funny that he brought out the briefcase and the magnet so dramatically, right? And then he's like, this will explain so much. And then he opens it and the whole table of gentlemen, they kind of look at it and it's just silence. They're like, what?
It was a dull moment.
It was, yeah. So Dr. Taylor was saying there might be something like super magnetic buried underneath the ground of the ranch. Maybe that's a possibility to explain like what the heck is happening. There's so much weird things happening. Or so it's either underneath the ranch or up above.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I guess that we're going to find out as we continue watching this series. After the whole magnet, they decide they want to bring on two teams to confirm that it is safe to do investigation on the ranch in regards to the levels of radiation and radio frequency and microwaves. Because they're thinking if this magnet or these type of magnets are around somewhere in the atmosphere or even underground, they want to make sure it's not going to harm them in any way. So,
also, remember they were like, no digging. Yeah. So they have to do the
They're very adamant about that.
Yeah.
Right? They don't want to be invasive. And again, even Brandon, remember he keeps saying no digging. He's the owner of the ranch, so they have to respect that. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When they're having more conversation, Tom Winterton starts talking about how he's seen shadow figures and he's heard voices by Homestead 2 telling him to leave and stop doing whatever he was doing. Which it seems like Homestead 2 is one of the areas that maybe in the future episodes we're going to have more activity because they keep referencing that area a lot.
That's what he thought actually initially. He was like, am I hearing voices or is this for real? Like,
so I'm not much of a history person in regards to the Utes and the Navajo. That was a big conversation in this one.
So actually the Utes and the Navajo started off as allies and trading partners. But as generation went on, their relationship went sour, especially when the Utes sided with the U.S. troops in the southwest against the Navajo tribes. As a payback, the Navajo cursed the Skinwalker Ranch with evil spirits known as the Skinwalkers, or a shapeshifter demon.
Yeah.
So I actually did some research on the Skinwalker. They mention it, but they don't talk too much about it. And then the whole ranch is named Skinwalker, so yeah. I wanted to learn more. Now, mind you, this is just what I found on the internet. So if anyone out there, any of our listeners know, like, the actual history, let us know. Please correct us if any of my information is wrong. What I found out was little is known about the Skinwalkers, even amongst the Navajo tribe. I read that they're actually reluctant to discuss it, especially with outsiders. And it's believed that speaking about a Skinwalker actually is bad luck, and it'll make their appearance come out more. So they'll show up more if you talk about Skinwalkers.
Validation.
Wow.
I think it's because a Skinwalker comes to be like in an evil way. So I've read that like a medicine man or like a witch like does something like maybe like black magic to become a Skinwalker. And that's why they don't like to talk about it.
So in other words, either a medicine man or even a potential witch uses their knowledge of energy, enhances it, but in a,
negative evil way. Yeah. So
malevolent,
right?
Yes, good. Malevolent, yeah.
See, I can never say that word.
And it's so weird, I have the accent.
I want to say it again. I got to work on it.
Okay.
Malevolent. Say it again.
Malevolent.
Malevolent. I forget it. Yeah, I don't know what I said. Nah, forget it. Go ahead, guys.
So maybe that's why they don't like to talk about it much. So the Skinwalker can transform to any animal that it needs to, take on the power that it needs to, but usually they say it's a wolf.
They say wolf-like, right?
Is that wolf-like or werewolf-like.
Because they even said the eyes are colored.
Yeah, like red.
Yeah, they said that you can tell a Skinwalker person because their eyes are different, I think. That's an indication of if you're a Skinwalker or not.
It's so weird, though, because like the Skinwalker is the same thing as a Swang, which we're going to be talking about in the future, from the Philippines. Like, they can, like, shape-shift and red eyes and, yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we're definitely going to cover that one.
Yeah,
in the
let's
future.
Do that.
Let's
yeah.
do that. We'll definitely put that out there in, after we're done with this series. Because this series, we're on episode 2, and there's a total of 8 episodes. But going back to what you just said, Waltman and Al, about the Utes, it's so sad when you have indigenous people who kind of turned on each other for the better gain for themselves, joining the U.S. military, which at the time we know they were trying to eradicate anyone that was standing in their way to conquest the entire, you know, United States of America. So, but yeah, so that's a sad part. But let's get back to what's happening on the Skinwalker Ranch. Now, they get the clearance by these two teams that give them the clearance, like, yeah, let's, you know, it's safe to do, you know, some more investigation without being on a base. So they climb into this cave or hole. I don't even know how to explain it. It looks very interesting. You remember when they're in there and Dr. Taylor starts feeling strange. He said he starts feeling shaky, but you can't tell he's shaky on camera. But his cell phone completely dies. And he makes that statement, I feel like I've exercised without eating.
The struggle is real because every time I'm done working out, if you don't have like food to eat, you're going to be shaking. You're going to be like, it's like you're having a panic attack. It's that.
So you can relate to what Dr. Taylor's saying?
Yeah, and you can tell that we both have the bodies. So. Okay. Just kidding.
Dang, he went there.
Humble.
He just, very humble, very modest.
Well, if you have it, if you have it, show it, flaunt
That's
it.
That's right.
Just kidding. Oh, okay, that's true.
All right, so let's go on. So they're in this cave, and then one of the gentlemen from the testing teams, he's not feeling weird, but his phone completely dies. And they're trying to be logical, like, well, yeah, maybe my battery died.
Right, so they're in the cave. They have meters or devices that are trying to detect the levels of radiation. They jump in the cave, but then there's like a little hole in the cave.
Where cold air is coming out, remember?
Yes, and so they're like, oh, it's cool. We can go in the cave. It's fine. But when they put the meter towards this opening in the cave, they find out that there's actually like a spike in radiation. So they're saying like, oh, maybe that's the reason Dr. Taylor is getting sick. So they get out of the cave afterwards.
Yeah. What's interesting, they don't know how far it goes down into the earth in that particular part of the cave, which is interesting. But there's cold air, so there must be some kind of opening somewhere, right? So later in the evening, after Dr. Taylor and the rest of the crew get clearance that they're still safe to be able to continue investigating without any potential harm. They decide to camp out in the mesa area of the ranch. Now, when I hear camp out, I think of like marshmallows and s'mores. Did you guys see that or anything? Were they doing that?
No, I didn't.
I would have brought it.
See, and I don't get it because I'm a country guy and I'm thinking camping like...
Oh, wow. This man has never been camping in his life. Not a country guy.
No. Oh, wow.
Elle, I didn't expect you to like tell our listeners this, but fair enough. I'll move on. That's when they start doing some kind of light testing on the mesa with lasers. And they notice, not with the naked eye. I know Walt and I were talking off mic because you remember there was not with the naked eye.
Yeah.
They had to see it through the monitor. I can't remember if it was a laptop or even like a computer screen. And that's how they could see that the laser broke up in two lights.
They set up their equipment. They want to see what's happening in the mesa because there's weird light anomalies. And so they are setting up their infrared. They have a powerful laser that they are shooting onto one of the mountain sides. And they do that, I think, because they're trying to decide where to point their cameras. So they use it as a marker. Mm-hmm. That's what I understood, guys. Correct me
if I'm
wrong.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah. So they point the laser, but then, like you said, the laser beam, instead of being one straight beam, it, for some reason, it turns into two on the mountainside. So they're seeing two dots now.
And that's what I'm seeing. There's some kind of reflective material on the mesa.
And they split the teams. So two of them go to where the laser beam is pointed, and then the rest stay.
That's when Dragon, Elle loves when I say the name Dragon.
Dragon, no, it's Bryant Allen.
You said, it's Bryant Arnold, if you're going to say
Oh, my bad.
His name is Bryant Dragon Arnold.
Oh, okay, my bad. Close enough.
Wow.
Is that a self-appointed nickname? Like, what is happening there? I'm not calling a grown man Dragon. Sorry, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. Dragon. It's like anime. Is this anime or something?
Right. See? Thank you.
I thought you liked him, Walt, man. I know we're going off topic.
I do like him, yeah. But yeah, Dragon. What is this, like, what? Cher or like just one name? Or
is he that important that he only gets one name? See?
Or Madonna, right? No last name.
Wow. He understands.
Okay.
Walter understands.
I think the dude's cool. I like him and I think that's a cool nickname.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So Dr. Jim Segala and Eric stay on the side where they're radioing to Dr. Taylor and Dragon as they're getting to the actual laser. And right when they're about to get there, Eric, Tom Winterton, and Dr. Segala, who stood back on the campsite, all of a sudden the laser malfunctions and it shuts off. Right, but it's right when Dr. Taylor and Dragon are getting close to it. So my question to you is that a coincidence or is that timing?
Well, they say it's just something that happens in the ranch. They're just like, well, I mean, that's kind of how we roll around here. It's just something that they're used to.
It almost seems like the ranch was taunting or flirting with them to get the information that they needed. And then like, haha.
Yeah.
Psych. Right? That's what it looked like. Because they were frustrated. They had just put brand new batteries in it.
It's so, like someone is controlling something and then.
Yeah. Now, this whole scene, they're frustrated because they can't get the laser to work. But it ends with Tom Winterton starts feeling awkward and strange. He started having that same pain in his head that he had the previous time where his scalp got detached from his skull. That being said, they freak out. They immediately recommend him to get taken to the emergency room. And that's how the segment ends. Tom Winterton being driven to the emergency room. Everyone else is concerned for his health. My question to you is, how is it possible that he's having the same pain in the same part of his head where he had that health issue previously? Is that coincidence again, or is it intentional?
Like whatever it is or whatever entity is targeting Tom, is that what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm asking for maybe your guys' opinion on it or your insight on what you think. I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's a direct target towards him. That's me, though. That's my perception. Because here's the thing. In the same spot, feeling it again, I'm sorry, but seems like they're pointing at that particular spot on that particular person. They're sending a message. Whatever energies are here that they don't know what they're dealing with are sending a message through Tom Winterton, which is horrible because he seems almost like the guinea pig of getting these attacks on him. All right, so that ends like that. Let's get into our whoa and no moments. Now, look, I'm going to tell the listeners. This was a very rough episode to get through. My first one was a laser malfunctioning, just because I thought that was kind of hilarious in a way. It's like teasing them and it malfunctioned at the moment he's about to get there and see. My second whoa moment is Tom getting that pain in the same part that he had previously. So those are my two whoa moments. Elle, you got any whoa moments for this one?
Yes. So my whoa moment is when they were exploring the cave and they found that the radiation levels were really high. They said that they were looking for VOCs and other chemicals like nerve agents or toxic chemicals. Now, mind you, I don't know what VOC means, but they said that the VOC level in the cave was 3,600 parts per billion, which was abnormally high. So I was like, oh, shit. Like, that was my whoa moment.
I gotta say, L, that whole statement with the abbreviations is like chingona, first of all. And secondly, that's really legit.
Legit!
And we know now that L stands for legit.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Too legit to quit. Hey! There we go. Legit. Now, we'll probably still call you L, but we'll kind of synonymously call you legit now because that's awesome.
I dig it.
I liked it.
Let's do it.
I mean, we have a lot of good conversation, but that was the way you threw it in there. Charlie, I like it. All right. Walt, man, we're going to switch to you.
Mine is just very short. It's just, I like the fact that they added the history of the ranch, especially about the Utes and the Navajo. I think that was very good, showing us like the background of the Skinwalker Ranch.
Prior to this, I don't remember ever hearing the Ute tribe, and if I did, it was probably like in grade school, middle school. Obviously, I heard about the Navajo. So it was great knowing that connection and yes. What possibly led to all this. What about some no moments? I have just one, and I don't know if you guys want to agree or add your own, but the neodymium magnet. That, oh my gosh. That one to me was so dumb because that was the cliffhanger that led us into this episode. And I felt like, okay, they did the test with the cell phone, but they kind of left it there and they didn't really expand on it. Am I the only one? I mean, that's my no moment. Waltman, do you have a no moment?
That's my no moment too.
Oh, also?
It was kind of like a huge disappointment for me. I thought it was going to be like alien bones or something like that, or Hillary Clinton, but nothing came out.
Alien skull.
Yeah.
That was definitely my no moment, like you guys. I agree.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, both of you, but this particular episode, we're going to get into the rating system. I was a little bit fair with this one, but talking to you guys offline, you guys were not so fair on how you rated it, but here's a rating for our listeners. We have a rating of 1 to 5, 1 being boring shit, totally explained, who cares? 5 being hijo de su madre, what the fuck did I just see, kind of moment. And anywhere in between, we can decide that, right?
Mind blown type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. So for me, even though we were kind of harsh on the episode, I still gave it in the middle. I gave it a 3. And the reason I gave it a 3 is because if it wouldn't have happened to Tom again having the same health issue in the same spot, I probably would have given it a 1.5 or 2. That's what gave it me to push it to an actual, just the middle of the road. That's my rating. L, what is it that you gave it this one?
I just gave it a 2. That's it. I was not impressed by this. I was mad about the magnet. So that's what dropped my rating significantly. So 2.
I'll give it a 2. It feels like being in school, like the tools, scientific tools. Yeah. I'm just not into that. I'm sorry. Radiation and like, yeah. 2.
All right. So if we take the average, I mean, you're 2, that's 4, my 3, and that's 7. If you divide it, I mean, that's like 2.33.
I'm really bad at math, so I was just going to let you guys roll.
No, because I thought you gave it a 2, too.
No, I remember I said I was one that gave it the middle of the road to 3. So 2, and 3.
Oh, you got it, 7.
So I was like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, am I losing my shit?
My bad, you mon.
No, it's cool. It was a very low rating on this particular episode, if we do the average of it. So,
hoping the other episodes are better.
Yeah, I hope so too. All right. But I want to leave a question for our listeners. What are your thoughts so far? First of all, I want to hear anyone's thoughts on this particular series. If you've seen it, don't give out too much because you don't want a spoiler alert. But is the Skinwalker Ranch a type of Bermuda Triangle of what we've seen? Go ahead and reach out to us and tell us your thoughts. If it's a mini version of the Bermuda Triangle, something to think about. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, Thank you for my podcast pals. I appreciate it. Thank you to our listeners. Until next time, for L, Waltman, I'm Yuman. And remember, your life starts and ends with you. That's a wrap.